football on Off the Ball.
There is an unpredictability about it. I mean, if there was a predictability about it, we'd all be drinking caipirinhas and daiquiris, as Pep suggested, but on Copacabana Beach, having just sort of taken the bookies to the cleaners.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Alan, you spoke about this season being a lot of lasts. It's the last Friday night derby versus Shamrock Rovers here at this iconic ground, and it's fair to say it lived up to the excitement.
Well, it did, obviously, the last 5 minutes, but besides that, I thought we were dominant and really good. You know, we're playing against a good team there, but, you know, we're scrappy at times, and then, but I thought we were excellent. I thought there was really good performances right the way through, and I just a couple of things that you look to improve on. We were a little bit more clinical in the second half. We went, you know, 4 or 5, and then obviously the last 5 minutes turns into chaos, but we learned from it.
Aside from that couple of moments of just madness, didn't really reflect the game as a whole. From my as a neutral viewpoint watching on, you must be so pleased with the performance. There was energy, there was quality, there was work rate. There's pretty much everything good about your side tonight.
Yeah, spot on everything you're saying there. Delighted with everything, their application. We have a way of playing. Stevie O'Donnell, Derek Pender, we all work extremely hard at making sure they know their roles and they carry it out. So pleasing on a lot of aspects, and a lot of players playing really well. Colin Whelan there tonight, I thought it was excellent. Connor Parsons, Dale Rooney, who were our attacking ones. Our defenders are getting a lot of praise at the minute for keeping clean sheets, but I thought they were a threat and at the other end.
Does the win, maybe if we focus on that 90 minutes or so performance, match with that, make it a very pleasing night?
Yeah, look, we were very disappointed with the last 5 minutes, but it doesn't overshadow. We've had a fantastic 90 minutes there, and a fantastic win, and the crowd were unbelievable. So we'll build on it. We'll look back on the last 5 minutes, how we get better. But there's a new pair in the centre-backs and then a new goalkeeper. So we've had to make 2 changes to the full-back area. You know, but the 2 lads that came in that played Adam McDonald, Niall Moore and Nixon, so delighted with everyone.
Speaking of your defence, it's really watertight. Again, we're almost splitting the game in two, almost there as well. Prior to those couple of moments of magic, they were quite strong. Even Hickey's back to his at-loan days almost at centre-half there as well. He's like a magnet to the football at times.
Yeah, and that's where I remember seeing Pat play. I was with Waterford at the time, and he played centre-back, and I think everyone was looking when you signed him, what were you doing with him? But I could see that. I'm not surprised. Outstanding, has and a great attitude, great type, and wants to improve every day, and we feel he can get better.
Where do you see things now? Like, it's obviously a great start, it's a big victory, the excitement levels, you saw the crowd here at the end, their, I suppose, hopes and wishes are going to go higher and higher.
I know where I see it. I see us getting back in tomorrow and getting back in Monday, and we're working extremely hard for next Friday down in Waterford. That's as far as I see.
Well, it's a great night for your side. You must be very pleased as a whole.
Delighted, thank you.
Connor, a special night for your side tonight. It must have been special to play in it.
Yeah, 100%. You know, it was the first game at home of the season, big occasion against Rovers. The atmosphere was incredible, and to come away with 3 points is massive.
It's fair to say the atmosphere went up quite a notch. 27th minute, you come through, a beautiful piece of play. Talk us through that moment, it opened up in front of you.
Yeah, so it was a good bit of play from Colley, to be fair, to slip me through, but even the build-up for Dorster firing Colley slipping through nicely, and you know, I've probably had a bit a chance against Pats in similar sort of situation, but I took the chance this time, and yeah, I was buzzing. You know, I think I needed that for my confidence too.
The place went nuts. It was a special moment because the game was even off prior to that.
Yeah, it was electric. You know, obviously first game against Rovers, and to get that, I think that the first half, like, there wasn't much in it, so to take that chance, yeah, I was buzzing.
Just after half time as well, you didn't sit back on the one goal advantage. You really pushed forward.
Yeah, I think second half it was a lot better. We come out, we had a lot of chances. I think it could have been more than 3, but yeah, we were very good for 90 minutes and then obviously got very nervy at the end. But yeah, we'll learn from that, and there's a lot of lessons to take from that.
Yeah, I can imagine the post-match conversations. Great, 90 minutes maybe.
It just goes to show that even if you're 3-0 up, you can't switch off. Like, you can't just cruise through all the way to the end, especially against a team like Rovers. So yeah, it made it very nervy at the end, but we got through.
As a whole, though, it's another big statement. Like, your side are in such good form, but to get a derby win, okay, maybe the last couple of moments aside, but part of that, a really convincing but performance, and if you call it result or scoreline at that stage.
Yeah, 100%. I think obviously with the first game of the season, we had to put a statement out there today to show everyone what we're about, and I think there was no better occasion than today to do that. And yeah, hopefully all the fans can go home buzzing and have a good weekend.
Yeah, your side playing with a swagger. There seems to be a confidence. There must be real good feel in the dressing room and training, etc.
Yeah, I think when you put good performances week in, week out, you build a bit of momentum, you get that confidence, you know. Obviously, we had 3 clean sheets in the first 3 games, picked up 7 points, so it was a good start. So we're going into the game full of confidence. There's a lot of competition in the squad. Everyone's buzzing, everyone's getting minutes, and yeah, it's good.
I suppose on that, you're brought into the team tonight, you have to make a statement, put your hand up, etc.
Yeah.
Nice to get the goal and a good performance as well to follow with it.
Yeah, 100%. I come in today, obviously, not starting the last 2 games, but that just shows the depth of the squad. Like, we've got lads that dropped out injured, so some lads had to come in, and you know, I was ready for that. And yeah, I was happy to get a goal and help the team tonight.
Sends everyone home happy as well from the home faithful.
100%.
Congratulations, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Stephen, I suppose, no, summing that up, a bitterly disappointing night for your side.
Yeah, some of us good, some of us not so good. Small moments went against us and some momentum.
It was a night where it felt the game was largely played on Bohemians' terms in terms of their work rate and everything else. The intensity seemed to a level above.
No, I don't agree. I've seen a lot of these games, and like I said, small moments go against you. If Adam scores in the first half, he makes a great save to keep our things change. They change games and change momentum, and that's what happened. Small details, small moments went against us.
The momentum in the second half when they got the second and third goal, you know, that was a difficult challenge then.
Of course. Now, first 15 minutes of the second half, they were better, but then we came back into it. And like I said, the small moments went against us.
You've still showed all your quality and fight and everything to make the game. You almost pulled the rabbit out of the hat at the end.
Yeah, nearly. Pico, I think, clears one off the line there where he should score. That goes in, we get a point. But yeah, it wasn't to be.
How do you sum up the start of the season? I know it's been quite difficult in terms of the refixture games and probably disappointing as well the way the game went on Monday night.
Yeah, look, what was it, 3 games, 4 points. We obviously would have targeted 9, wasn't to be. We move on to next week.
You've added a lot of youth and energy to your side as well. That's probably one of the pleasing things of the night. Brennan in particular, and Victor as well. You know, in a tough cauldron, they were shining stars.
Yeah, the young boys did really well, and it's great to get them into that environment as early as possible and feel it, and playing them games. They'll only get better for that.
Happy still. So I know disappointed tonight, but happy the way things are going so far.
In terms of
where you want to be, like, you know, you've seen teams start off 100 miles an hour. Your sides have shown over the years that you can, maybe it's not your best start, you can still drive on.
Yeah, look, we're never happy losing games. I think that's quite clear. It's our third game. You don't do what we've done without understanding what it takes over the course of a season, but it still doesn't make losing games any better.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks.
Football on Off the Ball.
There is an unpredictability about it. I mean, if there was a predictability about it, we'd all be drinking caipirinhas and daiquiris, as Pep suggested, but on Copacabana Beach, having just sort of taken the bookies to the cleaners.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.